Well, I don't favor talking to vermin, but I'll talk to you just this once.
Exchange-traded funds are the investment world's new frontier.
You better listen.
But with so many choices and styles, the ETF world is a bit like the Wild Wild West, filled with new issues and ideas, but fraught with the same old dangers of investing.
If you're looking for trouble, I'll accommodate you.
Every Thursday, Tom Lydon of ETF Trends comes to Money Life to tell us about one ETF that is wearing the white hat right now.
Take it easy. We are the good guys.
He'll point out the good, the bad, and the ugly as he tells you which investment is worth taking a shot on.
That's good shooting.
And names his ETF of the week.
Now, Wild West.
That's right. We're taking our shot right now with Tom Lydon, editor of ETF Trends, as he brings us the ETF of the week. He does it each week at this time. And the ETF of the week, well, sometimes it's particularly trend-worthy. Sometimes it's more, hey, take a look. This is an interesting fund or an interesting development. Every now and again, it's something to watch out for, maybe stay away from. But if you want more information, not just on Tom's picks, but on all things related to ETFs, check out ETFtrends.com. Great information there for somebody who's looking to fully understand or more fully understand how exchange-traded funds work. You can follow Tom on Twitter. He is at Tom Lydon. ETF Trends is at ETF Trends. And like I said, it's ETFtrends.com. Tom Lydon, welcome back to the show.
Hey, thanks, Chuck. It's great to be back.
Our ETF of the week is...
the Spider S&P Bank ETF, ticker symbol KBE.
It's KBE, the Spider S&P Bank ETF. And I guess the question is pretty simple. Why, Tom, is this one?
Money in the bank.
Well, a couple things, Chuck. As we go into the summer and all eyes are on the Fed, we know, or I think we feel strongly collectively, that Janet Yellen is going to pull the trigger and we're going to hike interest rates. Now, there are a lot of bad things that happen for that, but one of the good things is for regional banks specifically, which is made up most of the index that we're talking about here with this ETF, you're able to be a little bit more profitable from a lending standpoint. And regional banks actually benefit more than national banks do, where national banks have, sure, lending's a part of it, but they also do investment banking. They also have some money management. Most regional banks have a higher percentage of their bottom line specific to lending. So that's why we're selecting this ETF. For the first time in a long time, seeing the Fed hike interest rates is going to help, hopefully, the profitability as we continue to see growth in GDP, we continue to see better employment numbers, and the Fed has been very caring in taking their time. Some people feel that they've taken too much time, but we know that this is eventually happening. And with that idea in mind, as we look at the long-term chart of KBE, it's just recently broken out of a five-year channel. We did a story recently on ETF Trends regarding this ETF, and it's excellent when you look at it and you see off of the lows in 2009 and how the banking sector really was beat up, how it's recovered, but now how we're hitting new highs when many sectors, as we're going through these ups and downs on the market today, are challenged.
So when it's broken out of that channel, has it crossed its 200-day moving average, which typically is one of your key indicators?
It is. It's been above its 200-day average for a while. It's not dramatically above its 200-day average, so that's a good thing because we know we like to mention the 200-day average as a sell point if this is a position that you're thinking about taking and you're not going to hold it for an extended period of time. Your next question always, Chuck, is, okay, for the average investor, where does this fit in your portfolio? And as we talked about it a few minutes ago, most people have financial services in their portfolio just by default. If you've got diversified mutual funds or diversified index funds, a certain percentage is in the financial area. But this banking ETF, especially because it's made up of mostly regional banks, is a little bit different. So if you have some cash on the sidelines, if you think that maybe going forward in the next year or so, that picking the right sector is going to help you. I think there are a lot of folks on Wall Street that feel regional banks are going to do better than national banks, and also the banking sector in general might do better than other sectors.
Well, you have some bank exposure. If you're an average investor, you've got bank exposure all over the place. It's not necessarily the regional banks that you're getting here. So where are you taking the money out to do this?
Well, that's right. Are you taking money out? So are you going to be selling something? Well, most people don't have a specific financial services-oriented sector ETF, but if you do, you might want to diversify into this regional bank ETF, because almost 80% of this ETF, the underlying constituents within the index, are regional banks, number one. Number two, if you've got some cash that you're thinking of putting to work, but you don't want to disrupt, let's say, the current positions that you have, and you're looking to overweight certain sectors, this might be something that you consider. But again, look at that 200-day moving average. Keep an eye on it regularly. If you're going to be going into and participating in certain sector plays, the 200-day average will really help you out from getting burnt, but also it'll help you out with long-term trends if we happen to see long-term trends developed within these certain sectors.
You put it all together, and it's an ETF you can buy now, and that, as you point out, you could do this as a trading play, or you could say, I want to have, especially in this environment, sort of a longer-term allocation to some smaller bankers, right?
Exactly, Chuck. I mean, we've had a bull market for the last 6 years, and pretty much all sectors have gone up. My feeling is, going forward, with interest rate headwinds, challenges that we're seeing overseas, fluctuations in currency, there are a lot of reasons to consider overweighting certain sectors, and I think this is one of them.
Well, it's an interesting call, and it is the ETF of the week, the SPDR S&P Bank ETF, ticker symbol KBE. That's the pick for ETF of the week from Tom Lydon. He is the editor of ETF Trends, friend of this show. If you want more information, go to ETFTrends.com. Follow them on Twitter. They're at ETF Trends, and Tom himself is on Twitter at Tom Lydon. Tom, it's always a pleasure. Thanks so much for joining me.
Thanks, Chuck.
Up next, as Money Life for Thursday rolls on, it's the big interview. So sit back and relax and settle in. We're living the money life, and we're just getting rolling. We'll be right back.